I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. India's home minister has resigned because of what he says is his moral responsibility for the attacks in Mumbai. Nearly 200 people were killed. Sources say he'll be replaced by the current finance minister. Meantime, officials at the Taj Hotel say they were warned in advance of those attacks. The chairman of the company that owns the famous landmark tells CNN they heightened security as a result. But he also says those measures didn't stand up because the attackers had planned everything out. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber on a bicycle targeted a German embassy car, killing two people. No one in the car was hurt. It's not known if the German ambassador was in the car. The attack comes shortly after an announcement by U.S. forces that 17 militants were killed earlier in the weekend. President-elect Obama looks set to reveal several members of his foreign policy and national security team tomorrow. Among the expected announcements, Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State. CNN has also learned Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to remain at the Pentagon, and retired Marine General Jim Jones is expected to be asked to serve as National Security Advisor. Alaska Governor and former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is being called in to campaign in a hotly contested Georgia Senate runoff. She teams up with Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss today to keep his seat from challenger Jim Martin. The seat is a crucial win for Republicans and Democrats. It's one of two undecided Senate seats. The other is a Minnesota seat that's in election recount. If both seats go to the Democrats, that would give them a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. And Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts will have to wait a little longer to get back on Earth. Their first official landing attempt at Florida's Kennedy Space Center has been shelved because of bad weather. The second window of opportunity opens at 2:54 this afternoon. If that doesn't pan out, the shuttle could also land at Edwards Air Force Base in California. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.
...在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。